Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. The Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Expert, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. This morning, let's talk with Rondi Fieldwalk. She's a physical therapist for Sparrow and St. John's. Good morning, Rondi. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Tell us about the facility that you work at in St. John's.
St. John's has an outpatient orthopedic physical therapy clinic. We actually see all sorts of injuries, but we also have a fitness program in the back, so a gym is connected there, so we like to promote physical activity and healthy lifestyles.
Well, today let's talk about physical therapy for sports injuries. St. John's, a very active community. The high schools do very well in sports. Farming's a big industry around the area. A lot of baby boomers wherever you go, and I know you're seeing lots of sports injuries. What are the toppers for you?
We see all sorts, from lower extremity injuries to upper extremity injuries, and the key thing that we like to focus on is prevention. It's not something people generally think of when they consider physical therapy, but prevention is a key area that we focus on with our clients every day. Once an injury has occurred, physical therapy may be able to prevent an individual from having to have surgery to correct the problem. It obviously depends on the severity of the injury, but it's often an option that orthopedic surgeons will want to try before having to put people under the knife.
You know, Rondi, this is something I'm experienced, and I can remember when I had a bad back and I went to physical therapy and I learned that I had weak calves, weak hamstrings, weak glutes, and that all tied into each other. I can recall another time where I had a torn meniscus, and this was past the age of 30, and yet through physical therapy, I was able to heal both those injuries. What role does physical therapy play in sports injury?
It isn't just, it's prevention is key. You know, we work on, you mentioned the strength aspect of it, and that's absolutely key to preventing lower extremity injuries. Core strength and stability is huge. And a common misconception is that core strength comes just from abdominal muscles, but actually glutes, hip flexors, all of those muscles need to be strengthened to prevent these injuries. And also, the length of the muscle plays a huge role. So, you know, somebody who has a tight quad, for example, with you tearing your meniscus, if you had a tight quad, that may have predisposed you to injury for that. So we always want to make sure that we're addressing stretching and strengthening of all the muscles surrounding the joints.
Yeah, and you talk about stretching. How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. And big misconception that we all learn in our PE classes is that 10-second hold and you're good to go. But what research is finding is that actually a long-duration hold, 90 to 120 seconds, is actually what is needed to change the length of the muscle. So we make sure that we address this with people and get them on the right track as far as actually influencing the true length of the muscles that they're trying to stretch.
What physical therapy can help athletes with shoulder or arm injury or weakness?
The shoulder complex is actually made up of 4 joints and 17 different muscles attached to the shoulder blade. So obviously a lot can go wrong at the upper extremity. So it's important to determine what the true cause of the symptoms is in order to provide effective treatment. We do full assessment of the shoulder, and that involves screening the neck and upper back to rule out involvement of those areas. Once the culprit of the problem is actually determined, then we design a plan of care tailored to a specific goal that the patient has, whether it's returning to tennis, whether it's softball, whatever their specific needs are. And then we design treatment plans that address whatever the problem is, muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, fascia, nerves, bones. They can all cause problems. So we make sure that we find the driver and head that route.
Do you need a doctor's referral for physical therapy?
Yeah, anyone who feels they may benefit from physical therapy must see their primary care physician, orthopedic surgeon, or a physician assistant can also write a prescription for physical therapy. and physical therapists then keep that referring physician informed of all the progress that's being made and communicate with them throughout the duration of the therapy, which is usually 3 times a week for 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the severity of the injury. And patients are constantly reassessed, and the frequency and duration is modified based on their needs.
We've been chatting with Rondi Philwick, who's the physical therapist for Sparrow in St. John's. Rondi, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.